Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I'm sure you've heard this many, many times. Too many cooks in the kitchen can spoil the recipe. And you know, it can also spoil your business. You need to decide exactly what business philosophy you're going to follow. Now, there are so many. There are so many people. There are so many books out there. There are so many gurus that are going to tell you exactly what you should do and how you should do it. But the first thing you really need to do is understand who you are. What are your capabilities? What are your limitations? Of course you have to learn new information. Of course you have to grow as a business person. Of course you have to improve your management style. But if someone is asking you to do something that is way out of your comfort range, you have to determine if you can do it, if you're willing to break through that ceiling that you've created for yourself. Are you willing to do that? But what happens sometimes is people go from one thing to another to another. They're trying something new and trying something else new and trying something else new, and then their business really gets confused because they're not leading, they're just floundering. Their employees don't know what's going on. They don't know what to do. One minute we're doing one thing, the next minute we're doing something else. Now, golf is an interesting game. I've heard it said that golf is a game of inches, and it's also a mental game. It is not just a strength game, how strong you are. It's what's in your head that makes the difference. And, you know, there's no question that Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and some of the greats actually made golf. You know, Arnie's Army, people, Arnie charging down that fairway, making the putt. I mean, it was just an exciting thing, and the competition with Jack Nicklaus was just incredible. Just absolutely incredible. It was what this country is all about. It's like, do the best you can. Get out there. Win the game. Compete with someone. And then, of course, there's a lull in golf sometimes because there aren't the personalities. When you have the personalities in golf, people will tune in to watch the personalities. And this young guy came along named Tiger Woods, who was just absolutely incredible. To watch him play was marvelous. He had control of himself. He had control of his shots. He knew exactly what to do. If he hit a bad shot, he was able to recover. But we all know what Tiger's been doing lately. He had the worst round of golf he had just last week. And there's a columnist, a person that writes articles for the Golf Channel named Bradley Chamblee. And Bradley has a theory, he has a philosophy that the reason Tiger's having a problem is that in 2003, he fired his swing coach, Butch Harmon, famous guy, and he started going from one coach to another to another to another. And if he would have stayed with Butch Harmon, and I'm not sure why he left Butch, could be many reasons, he would have been in a much better position because he would have improved what he had rather than try to continue to tweak things to make them better. And because he did that, he doesn't know who he is today on the golf course. You know, once upon a time, if you were playing against Tiger, everybody knew he was going to win. There was just no question. He was 4, 5, 6, 8 strokes ahead. No one was ever going to catch him. Today, the golfers he plays against, they don't fear him. They know they can beat him because he's not followed through on what made him successful. So, yes, I want you to grow as a business person. Yes, I want you to consider learning. I want you to consider updating your management style. I want you to consider tweaking things so that they're better. But I want you to make sure that it's going in the right direction, that everything is just flowing in the right direction. You're not bouncing from one thing to another to another. Know who you are. Know what you want to accomplish. Know who your customer is. Know who your employees are. And that will help you decide exactly what you need to do to even be more successful than you are. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking with you, and here's hopes that Tiger gets his game together.
Continue. connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.